traveling can take on many modes: air, bus, boat, car. But how about traveling a few thousand miles on a bicycle? On this week's travel segment, Winging It, we hear from Nick Hand. He's an English designer and photographer who recently set off on his bicycle from Brooklyn, New York, and he traveled north up the Hudson River, where he collected stories of local artisans he happened to meet along the way. He's put all those stories together in a new book called Conversations on the Hudson. Nick Hand joins us from the BBC studios in Bristol. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What inspired you to do this journey?
I did a similar journey around the coast of Britain a few years ago, and I started collecting stories from artisans, people that generally kind of worked with their hands, spinners, wood turners, potters, and I just found them like really inspirational people. And I guess the other thing is, when you're cycling sort of long distances on a really heavy bike, those kind of inspirations just keep you going. And because I cycle on my own, these people became my kind of best friends for the day. And so I kind of set out to look out for them. And then I came over to New York. My wife was working in New York City. So I planned this journey heading north.
So let's talk about some of the characters that you met along the Hudson River. One of them, whose story you tell, is a man named Ted. He's a stone carver. Tell us about him and his work.
I just cycled through a bit of forestry. I think it was Nyack State Park. And the first thing that you see are lots of stone-carved faces looking out at you, which is, I guess, quite an unusual thing to come across. So I kind of hung around, and Ted just happened to turn up in his battered old red car. And we just got chatting.
You recorded some of your conversation with him. Let's listen.
Most of them, they have a face since they're hiding. So I figure maybe I expose the face. I achieve certain amount of success.
He was just a great artisan, and the little clip you heard of how he thinks there's a sort of face in every stone and he's just releasing the face sounds a bit kind of weird, but it's kind of a beautiful thing to say as well. Yeah, he said some funny things. Like he said, everyone sees a face that's a bit like theirs, and he asked me to pick out the one that I thought looked like me, so you pick out a good-looking face. And he said, no, you look like that one over there, and it's kind of a real long face with big long nose, which is probably a bit more accurate, to be fair.
You met another person, Woody Guthrie's granddaughter. Are you a Woody Guthrie fan?
I'm a big Woody Guthrie fan, yes. Yeah,
that so must have been pretty cool.
It was really cool, yeah. And I'd been to the 100th anniversary of Woody's birth, and there was a concert. And the first person that came on at the concert was Anna Canoni, who is Woody's granddaughter. And she read this just beautiful poem. And when I met her, I asked her if she would read the poem again.
And you recorded that second reading. Let's take a listen to an excerpt of that.
I hate a song that makes you think you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think that you're just born to lose, bound to lose, no good to nobody, no good for nothing, because you're too old or too young, or too fat or too slim, too ugly or too this or too that.
You meet all kinds of people on the road. You also meet a sheep farmer, a maple syrup producer, a boat restorer. But I'd like to ask you about the seed librarian, which is a concept I hadn't really thought of before. Explain what that means.
Well, he called himself a small town librarian, so a book librarian. And he was also a very keen gardener. He had come across this sort of issue of finding seeds which were kind of hardy enough for where he lived, which is quite a harsh climate. So he started collecting hardy local seeds. And he had this idea of putting them into the library system so people could check out seeds in the spring. And then come the fall, they would return the seeds, much like you would a book, but over the kind of six-month growing period. And he developed this and eventually left the library, and he set up the Hudson Valley Seed Library.
What do you ride? Do you have a specific bike that you take on these trips?
Yeah, well, it's an English touring bike. It's made in my home city in Bristol. So it's handmade. It's a bit like having a suit made for you, and it kind of fits you exactly and super comfortable. And when you're on it, you just feel like that's where you belong.
So where next for you?
Well, I've set up a letterpress community business in Bristol, and I've got plans to have a courier bike built that I can put a little printing press on the back. I'm thinking of cycling to Mainz in Germany, which is where Gutenberg, who invented printing removal type. And so I've got this kind of plan to maybe do this journey with a little printing press and print postcards and send them back to people on the way. Sounds a bit crazy, but...
Romantic.
Maybe. Some might say romantic. Some might say crazy. But...
Arduous.
Okay.
Nick Hand, he spoke to us from the BBC studios in Bristol. Nick, thanks so much for talking with us, and safe travels.
Bye-bye.
We would love to hear about some of the more interesting places you have been on a bicycle. You can leave your tales of adventure on our Facebook page. You are listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.